allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Recorder going.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Counselor Boggs?
Here.
Counselor Meyer?
Here.
Counselor Anderson is excused. Counselor Lazier?
Here.
Counselor Stone?
Here.
Counselor Egbert?
Here.
Mayor McKnight?
Here. Introduction of media. Is there any media here tonight? Announcements. Anyone wishing to speak before the City Council tonight on any subject matter will need to fill out a speaker form and turn it into the recorder. Forms are available on the sign-in table in the back of the room. The purpose of public comment period is to allow citizens to present information or raise issues regarding agenda items only. There will be a time at the end of the meeting for citizens to speak about off-agenda items. A time limit of 3 minutes per citizen shall apply. All citizens must come up to the microphone. Please state name and address. I have two, but they're both not on the agenda, so we'll wait for those. Presentations. So first thing on the list is Chief LaBelle, can you come up here, please, for us? Or stand tall there, if you like.
No, he make him come.
Right, present to Rich LaBelle a deep appreciation for your organization and leadership and service to the City of Sutherland and the Sutherland Fire Department for 2014 and 15. The City of Sutherland Council and staff thanks you very much.
Thank you.
Tonight is Chief LaBelle. Chamber or conference? Chamber president.
I pointed her out.
Good evening, Council and Mayor McKnight, Tammy Trowbridge, Chamber of Commerce President. This has been kind of a quiet month for us. We had a few people helping with the Blackberry Cruise, but other than that, we've just kind of been a little on the quiet side, getting ready for our fun run, the Hot Rod Fun Run that's coming up in September. And there's been a few expenses this month. And you will see that we got a sign down there, XO 135, although I have to tell you, that sign looked a lot bigger than that in my shop. It's amazing how you get out there across there, and it just shrinks. So we're going to have to talk about that. But except for that, we've got good things coming up this fall. Looking forward to several things. We're possibly going to put together some sort of a fall festival kind of carnival. Thinking about that just to bring people downtown and in conjunction maybe with the Woodstock event. So we've got some things in the works and we're kind of excited about it. If you have any questions or comments or anything on the report?
We had a workshop on sign ordinances here last 2 weeks ago. Has the chamber studied any of that at all?
We haven't, no.
So maybe you could run some stuff by them and see what they feel we need to do with the signs.
Okay.
There are rules on it.
Talk to the board about the sign thing. Okay. The other thing I was kind of on my radar to get up to speed was some of the code enforcement this year, just kind of focus on helping maybe clean up some areas and things. So signs and general cleanup. Anything else?
No, they're just in those ordinances that are in effect. Some, you know, you can't have signs out in the right-of-ways. You don't advertise anything, so that's something that the business community ought to look at is what they would like to see.
Okay, great. We'll do that. That'll be on our agenda. Thank you.
Thank you.
we have
Comstock review. Is that you, Vicki?
That's me.
Okay.
Okay, on August 24th, 2015, we'll be reviewing a jurisdictional transfer of South Comstock for Douglas County to the City of Sutherland. This was originally planned as a one large project that was going to take in Comstock from Page all the way north of West School. Unfortunately, after the engineering and planning took place, there wasn't enough money to do the entire project, so they cut it in two and they made it a phased project. Phase one was Page to Central. It was completed approximately a year ago, probably November-ish. And now they want us to take jurisdiction of that. So once they've secured the funding for the second phase, then we'll go ahead and do that. But in the meantime, they want us to do a jurisdictional transfer resolution, and staff is ready to do that, and I just wanted to make sure that you guys were ready to do that.
If we do that now, will they drag your feet on the north side? Would it be an incentive for us not to go ahead with that until it's all done?
If I had to guess, I think politically it'd be worse not to. They want us to take it over, and showing that we'd take it in good faith, I believe, would create a more willingness for them to work with us, because they know we'd take the other one. If we hold them off on this, this has become an important agenda item for the county for us to take that portion of Comstock. So.
Wasn't that the agreement when we entered into the agreement with them? What was the agreement? For us to take jurisdiction of it?
If it was the entire
it was a whole project, not half a project.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So is there any snags that we'd be responsible for taking the street
I over? Think that, is Aaron here? No?
He's coming.
I didn't know if you were running towards the door or up there. Or
I've never seen him move that fast.
Very quick. There are a couple little things that that are going to fall on us to fix. The main one is Colino Street. And I don't know if you're aware of what kind of complications happened there, but Colino's too narrow, and it's got a straight jutting curb, and the residents and the businesses that are on Colino don't they don't like the street the way it turned out, and we agree with them that it was poorly designed, and unfortunately it was hard to see that until everything was poured and in place, and then it became obvious that that it was not done correctly. And the problem is, and the reason we can't hold the county's feet to the fire, is that it was one of our employees that changed the plan from regular curb radiuses and a regular width to include these straight angled curbs, and so we're, I think it definitely is going to fall on us to fix that problem.
I thought we didn't have any say in that. I thought that it was the state and the county that was
At the 30% plan level, they. They gave us some say, and our guy, our representative at the time, made a couple of those changes that, in hindsight, weren't good design.
And, so what we so it's tear the curbs out and make handicap curb radiuses there.
Yeah, there's a fine ADA ramp there that meets ADA standard. But as far as the returns that go into Colino, it's just too narrow. It's 23 feet wide, curb face to curb face, and it juts out in a 90 degree fashion. So there's no kind of rounding off the corner in the delivery trucks. And if someone's going in and someone's coming out with a camp trailer, it's really sticky. It's really, they have trouble with it. And so, you know, I think it's our responsibility. It was our employee that kind of made those changes, and the county accepted them, and so we can't really hold our feet to the fire to do it. I've talked with...
What's his point? What's your point? What are you trying to say? You're trying to say that we need to take the road back so that we can do that?
Well, they just... I thought that Forrest asked if there were any sticky points, or... And I was saying that there is one.
Okay.
That there is one point that you should know about, but I think that we do need to take... After we take it back, then we can address
right,
that.
Right. Thank you.
Yes. If I stammered or stuttered, I'm sorry.
No.
I didn't mean to prolong that, but it costs about $4,200 per side to change that if we had a contractor do it.
So how wide is the right-of-way down through that we're taking over?
I think it's a 50-foot right-of-way, but it's off-center, so it's kind of complicated. We'd shoot for a 28-foot surface, I think, on a repair.
But I mean, the whole street that we're taking, is it?
Oh, Comstock itself?
Yeah.
It's a 60-foot right-of-way.
So 60 feet that we're going to be accepted into the city.
I thought you meant Colino, but yeah.
No, that's what I mean. I didn't know if we were going back onto Colino or further back, you know, what they were giving us for this city.
Right.
And we're taking over.
That's the only hiccup in the...
We still have a problem there in front of Triple R where they're coming out and going across the curbs. I mean, they're going across the sidewalk on both sides of that driveway.
They are. I don't see that there's any solution to that, Frank. They
make that curb cut going south into the next one, and they would have a curb cut going that direction. Yeah.
But they're dragging their trailers 30 feet to the north over the sidewalk there. There's nothing we can...
Well, that's just, their driveway doesn't line up with the street, and that's part of the reason.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the curb cut was bigger, they could...
They could possibly negotiate that a little better, but that was something we tried to get with the county, and they, you know, it seems like they're dragging some awful long trailers out of there. I don't know that you're going to solve that problem, but it could be a little bit better. I don't know that we'd be looking to change anything now.
Well, but the problem I'm having is we're going to be looking at somebody to fix that sidewalk when it deteriorates. You know, we're sitting here saying, well, the landowner owns the sidewalk, so he may have nothing to do with putting it in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When that breaks down, you know, 7 or 8 years from now or whatever, we may have to address that issue, but it's a little piece. It's just a little hump in the middle of that. And we could choose to flatten it out. We've talked about it, Vicki and I have, so. I don't think it costs much.
Just in summary, I think there are two positive reasons why we should take this. One is it puts us in control where we could be proactive and fix some of these things without having to go through the county or have the county tell us no. And two, I do believe that any future funding for improving the North Comstock, they won't be willing to go into with us unless we take stand by our agreement and take this portion of Comstock. So that would be my point of advocacy for taking Comstock.
Did I read in our weekly report that our funding isn't available for North Comstock?
Right now, we applied for residual funds from the what's called the ODOT Transportation Enhancement Grants for grant projects that came under budget or did not occur. There's a residual amount of money, and we didn't qualify for those. We thought we did. In fact, we, both the city and the county, argue that we believe we did qualify, but they said this project didn't qualify for those funds. So we have to wait for the following year when more direct funds are available and we do qualify.
Do we have any more questions for Aaron? Thank you. So you just has to be this on the next agenda on an action item. You're just kind of giving us a heads up.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a heads up.
Anybody else have anything for Vicki?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, would you like, especially with what Councilor Boggs is saying, would you like us to ask somebody from the county to come to the council meeting tonight? You wanted so you could ask some of these questions?
So my concern there along those lines is that we'll take this and it's out of their hair. And then apparently there's some issues getting the money for the north side, and are they going to drag their feet at doing that? You know, like the industrial park. I mean, they've been promises of building down the industrial park for years, and nothing has come of that.
I think that's a legitimate issue, considering the analogy between industrial park and any project that the county chooses to do. In this particular case, there's significant incentive for the county to get this north portion done, and I don't see that. But I think it might be beneficial, in light of your reservations, to have them come here, let you ask them on the record, and see what they say in determining how you're going to vote.
They're only asking us to take the south part, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I mean, they get it. I don't see why wouldn't they?
But Jerry says that they want to get the south side off their plate.
That's something they want.
I just want some assurance from them that they're going to carry through on the north side.
And I think
so
that's legitimate.
That,
yeah.
I don't want them to just let it fall. It's no longer of interest.
Well, in terms of gas tax revenue, it's probably a benefit to have it in us so that we have that portion of road that would be included with additional gas tax revenue. So.
So when is the next time these TE funds are available?
Well, the transportation enhancement funds are out now. If you read my weekly report, we're going for a portion of those transportation enhancement funds for the Central Avenue Corridor Transformation Project. And so this is their project is slightly different from ours, but there are pots of money in the next biennium funding that they can go for. We jointly could go for it, to be honest. If it's a joint city-county, it has more strength.
So if we do Valentine, is that going to take our money for our matching funds for that?
It would for this time, yes, sir.
So we'd have to have money again for next
year? Yes, sir. So the next year, there'll be another issuance of exchange funds and gas tax revenues that we would use.
So you want to try to see if you can get somebody from the county here? Or is that...
Well, if you would like, we'll ask the county engineer.
Yeah, Frank's not here.
We'll get some assurance from him.
Okay, sounds good.
Proceed.
All right, thank you. So, council business. We got consent agenda, minutes from the August 10th, 2015 regular meeting, and minutes from August 10th, 2015 workshop. Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda for the August 10th regular meeting and workshop. Attorney discussion. Go ahead and vote.
Councillor Boggs?
Aye.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Councillor Anderson is not here. Councillor Lazaric?
Here.
Aye.
Councillor Stone?
Here.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
I messed you up.
Yeah. Okay, so action items, there is none tonight. So on to reports. Nothing? Okay. City manager update.
The only thing I'd like to share with you in terms of the update is that I've most of my day was spent in communication with DEQ trying to finalize our wastewater financing. As you know, we'll talk a little bit more about wastewater rates the next council meeting and a workshop and in the council meeting, but we did finally receive confirmation that the environmental is completely done. A notice of intent has been filed, and the 30-day notice we expect and hope will begin tomorrow. So our timeline for finishing and getting the financing done by the end of September before the new rates are done is on the edge, but it's looking positive.
All right, City Council business comments. Remember, monthly meeting time is limited. Please ask questions or make statements that are likely to benefit the group. Individual comments and questions that can be handled on a one-to-one basis should be handled outside the meeting. Councillor Lozier.
Yeah.
Councillor Stone.
Did we find out how far Scardy went up for our jurisdiction? Did we go all the way to the end?
No.
No, we only have that piece that goes in front of the property where they added the extra right of way, as far as, that's all we could find.
So it don't go all the way to the end out there then? Okay. The Valentine Street project, that was one of the questions I've already asked about. Are we going to try for a grant for a street light on Comstock at the intersection?
It's not our road, so I'm not sure.
Street light or stop light?
On Central and Comstock.
It isn't in our, in that north Comstock phase, and that's why we were going to have to try to figure out how to put a street light in there ourselves.
Street light.
Mm-hmm. No, you're talking about a stoplight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A traffic signal.
Cross that.
Traffic signal. That'll be good for the minutes. There.
Yeah, we talked about it before, but it wasn't included in their widening project.
Right. It was never part of the widening project. And so what community development director said is we could make that part of the North Comstock project as we apply for funds. But at this stage, since Comstock, North Comstock isn't ours, I'm only guessing it would have to be a joint application like the other, but we certainly could if the council would like us to move towards that.
Well, that's my next thing is, I don't know how many years it's been, but from the freeway, ODOT owns 750 feet there.
Right.
What is their time frame for repaving that area in there for... You know, I mean, the road is tore up in front of Dutch Brothers, that whole area there, up to Comstock. Is there a maintenance? They're not going to give us that section in the
side. I know, I'm not picturing
in the side.
I'm trying to figure.
See, they're going to, if we took Comstock over, they would go from, I mean, Central, they would take from Comstock this way. But they're always going to own the other end. Mm-hmm. So who's in charge of repaving that section there underneath the overpass?
I'm only guessing right now, unless Aaron knows, it would be ODOT.
Well, yeah, they own. Is there a time frame for them to? Because they haven't spent any money in our community at all.
No, but we can find out.
Because you know they don't maintenance come Central. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're trying to give it to us, but they haven't done any maintenance.
Mm-hmm. That entire section. Mm-hmm.
So that's where at one meeting they came to. They said they wanted to give us the same deal they gave Coos County, where they would give us the maintenance funds for the street, but they haven't had any maintenance funds on our street, so I'm just wondering how we can go about twisting their arm a little bit to do some paving.
This is what I can commit to do, and it's probably long overdue. We sat down with the two amigos and discussed this with Darren and Chris. So you just put that on your little to-do list. Are you okay with that? We at least talked them
about
it.
Yeah, I just want to keep pushing. Another thing is on the Forts Pond, it's deemed a recreation reserve there behind it.
That's what I named it. I don't know what else to call it.
Well, what does that do with the 100 acres that we have back behind it? Is that... By having that, are we ever going to be able to do anything with the 100 acres besides, you know, keep it? Are we ever going to be able to sell it off? Or?
Well, yeah, you have a number of options available to you. Recreation Reserve is just a title I gave it. The land west of the water is almost 100 acres, as you realized when we went through buying it. And our intent through your 9 priorities, if you read them, would be to remove those lands from the UGB and take that acreage along with the zoning attached around the pond that's currently zoned residential, it isn't needed, and repackage that, move it somewhere over closer to the freeway.
Right.
And so when those lands come out of the UGB and go into the county, they'll be reclassified under 3 areas: rural, residential, exclusive farm use, or rural, commercial, or industrial. And we could, at that time, make some sort of determination on how you want to do that. It doesn't preclude the ability to sell it or develop it as land outside the urban growth boundary, but it would fall underneath the county's land use instead of the city's.
I was just thinking of paying back part of our loan.
Right.
We're doing the, you know, because 100 acres would be or some over there, even if they could get to it from the farms on the other side.
That's correct. That's correct. But from my understanding, I think, and as you read the status of our nine working priorities, it is to do that UGB land exchange first, but in that process, have some dialogue through the Planning Commission and the Council as to, we still own it, what would be our preferred land use designation?
Well, that's why when I seen you had named it Recreation Reserve, I was wondering if it was going
to
be...
No, that was just the name I gave it, just to make it look like it was fancy.
Other than the lands west of the...
Rather than a sewer pond. With birds.
Well, it wouldn't be... No problem there, it's just dirt.
So right. Yeah.
Then the last thing I wanted to clarify with Chad, while we're at a meeting, I don't have to call him or anything. I was reading the League of Oregon Cities, to where by enacting our 10% tax on the marijuana initiative, now the state's saying that it can't go over more than 3% and it has to go to the vote of the people after the 2016 election. Is that how the law is reading now?
That's how the law is reading now, and I would refer you to the memo that I sent to you guys a couple weeks ago about all the issues related to marijuana that talks about that in more detail. But in essence, what the state has said is that if you want to impose a tax, you can impose a tax up to 3% and it has to be presented to the voters at the next statewide general election, which would be November 2016.
But if we wouldn't have initiated the tax, we wouldn't have had to do it?
I'm sorry?
Well, under the League of Oregon Cities book, it said if we wouldn't have initiated that tax, we could have charged 3% tax when it goes to the vote of the people.
Now, no matter what you want to do now, as the law was amended by the legislature during the last session, if you want to impose a tax, you have to present it to the voters at the next statewide election, and it can only be a tax of up to 3%. But because the city has banned marijuana facilities, there wouldn't be any facility to impose a tax upon.
Right.
So it's sort of a moot issue for you guys at this point.
Unless it's passed by the voters and then it can come back to us.
Correct.
Because the way I read it, it was like by initiating the tax, we have to go to the vote. And if we wouldn't have initiated the tax, we wouldn't have had to go to a vote. We could have.
No, it doesn't matter. Anyone who wants to impose a tax has to go to a vote.
That's all I have.
Okay. Councilor Egbert.
Hearing that they're having some problems with the... a lot of the fire apparatus, that we got some of that equipment back that's in substandard condition. Are we dealing with Fire District 2 on that?
No. Unless you want us to direct the city attorney to take action, we have not made a decision to go after District 2 for those monies.
Seems like we should. I mean, that was part of the agreement. They were going to take care of the equipment. We're getting stuff back that's unsafe to drive.
No, I mean, I'm not arguing your point. It's very valid. We got back equipment that was in need of repair. That is true. I just, from my perspective, I didn't see that the expenditure of legal fees in terms of going after them would be beneficial. But at the end of the day, it's your call. If you'd like us to, we will.
Have you talked to them and made a list and went over and sat down and chit-chatted first?
No, not yet.
I thought the two chiefs were making a list. Aren't you, Kurt? That was my understanding. It was going to come back to council.
Mm-hmm. We sent a list
out.
Kurt Sandlip, Chief of Police, City of Sutherland, and overseeing fire right now. Mayor, Council President, Councilors, we are making a list, and we are keeping track of what the expenses are. At the time we decide we've got to make the repairs, we'll update you and bring you a bill. If you decide that something like that is worthy of getting legal involved after we sit down with Doug, too, and explain to him what we find by way of not just equipment, but the apparatus as well as the facility, we can certainly do that. But right now, we're just working on trying to get it repaired.
But you're going to sit down with him first.
No, of course.
We are, once we have a list and get some details, and we'll see what the outcome is.
Was the equipment maintenance?
We're still working on the maintenance records. Right now, we're in the process of getting everything looked at by a company that's certified and qualified to do that. The apparatus, as well as all the pumps on the apparatus, and we're looking at all the hose right now. So,
well, I was thinking our contract said anything up to $5,000, they would take care of, and anything over $5,000, we would take care of.
Right.
So maintenance on the pumps and stuff, wouldn't that include that?
I can't really answer that right now. We haven't gotten into that level of detail. I'm just trying to get it fixed right now so that they're operational.
We have sufficient funds to do this?
We don't know yet, and that's why I couldn't say that we're going to take legal action yet. We're still inventorying and doing a budget estimate. I would expect it to be at least another month or so before we get a total amount, and then see what the impact on the budget is. But my gut tells me that we're going to have to do another budget allocation.
You know, if I went next door and stole my neighbor's washing machine, I can guarantee you that somebody would be at my door taking me to jail. I mean, there are just some things that are just outright, can't you do something just legally without involving an attorney?
Because it's contractual, I don't think so, but I'm not an attorney. So.
I concur with the chief's assessment.
Oh, but you're not an attorney?
You're not an attorney.
But he's not an attorney.
Oh, okay.
You got anything else, Frank? Councilor Boggs?
Nothing.
Councilor Meyer?
Nothing.
One thing I got, I want to thank the police chief for the good dinner on Blackberry Festival. Everybody that was involved, I know it just wasn't you. I know there's an army of people helping you out. And also, the Blackberry Festival was a real good event. The cruise was real nice, and all the events in the park. So I just wanted to give a shout out to those and the dinner. And that's all I have. So on the public comment, the purpose of public comment is to allow citizens to present information regarding items off the agenda. A time limit of 3 minutes per citizen shall apply. I have first. Robert, so you're going to do your first part of it tonight for the 3 minutes, and
he wants to do a presentation at next meeting to the county council. It's supporting council regarding marijuana issues.
My name is Robert Wolitz. I live at 2127 Gulfview Avenue, Sutherland. Mr. Mayor and council members, I'm here to speak about the recent decision by the council regarding the marijuana. I'm behind that 100%. And to begin with, I'm going to try and make this as short as I can. I have facts, I have experience in the area of marijuana. In 1987, an engineer on the railroad and his brakeman were waiting to move three locomotives from one point to another. I guess the wait got too long, so they smoked a marijuana joint between the two of them. As a result of their impaired judgment, they got out on the main line and sideswiped Amtrak. Killed 17 people. Between the years 1987 and 1992, Congress and the nation's railroads enacted a law that went into effect in 1992. It's Federal Part 249. It deals with that particular situation and the effects of marijuana on judgment. It's still in effect. Matter of fact, the Department of Transportation has recently issued a document that reaffirms the, not only the position of this law, but how this law came into effect. There were, and I have them, I don't have full copies of them. At the time, they used a list of facts surrounding marijuana short-term and long-term use. This process took quite a long time, till 1992, about 5 years, to put this into effect, the law. The law is still in effect. The DOT statement reaffirms, just as you have reaffirmed your position with regards to marijuana, it reaffirms that impaired judgment. It attempts to assure the public that in transportation, if I can get to the right document here, any safety sensitive transportation employee, that is pilots, school bus drivers, truck drivers, trained engineers, subway operators, aircraft maintenance personnel, transit, firearm, security personnel, ship captains, and pipeline emergency response personnel, among others, the law applies to them. It still applies, and the DOT has came out with this statement to assure the public that the position still holds. And the facts used to create that law are still valid. In my experience, which consumed 40 years of my life working as a railroad engineer, I saw this law come into effect. I knew what was on the properties at the time. We had a tremendous problem with alcoholism. As marijuana came on the scene, it became apparent. There were many people that I hired on with that were my peers in those years. This law cleaned up, Federal Part 249 basically cleaned up the railroad. Not only did alcoholism go down, but marijuana use and any other drug use went down. There was random testing. There was also testing on any incident, the entire crew got tested. You got one strike, and they were very lenient with you. If you got the second strike, you never worked for another railroad for the rest of your life in the United States. Strike two, you were done. That's all there was to it. It cleaned the railroad up.
Robert, I'm going to have to remember what we're talking. So, yeah, just finish your thoughts. Yep, you bet. Then we'll move you on.
I'll just say this.
No problem.
Of the people that I knew, my peers, that I hired on with and worked with, there were seven that I had determined over the years were fairly hardcore users of marijuana. Of those seven, four of them didn't reach the age of 62. And they died from the effects of what is cited as medical problems that are associated with the use of drugs and marijuana. Thank you.
All right. Okay, we have Bertha. Hey, Bert.
I just want to give kudos to our fire department. I asked for some stats, and I was able to get those, and I knew they were having really good response times, but average, they've had about 50 calls since they took effect in July 1st. I mean, they've been really busy. And they're from time out from dispatch to en route, averages 2.49 minutes. That's excellent. And then their average response time from dispatch to arrive time is 7.29 minutes. I think that's outstanding. And tonight then we had a fire up on 2nd Street. And Angie, that has scoops, we went there for dinner. She said she called that fire in. She was out and she saw it. She called it in, and 3 minutes later they were there. I just think they have done a phenomenal job. I think Chief LaBelle's done a phenomenal job, and we have a really great fire department. And I just want to say thank you.
Mike Meyer.
Oh, my clock's still later.
Okay. So we are adjourned. Council meeting will take a 5-minute break before we